I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice Series. Folklore has it that if a woman drinks from the wine of Havdalah, she'll grow a beard. That's a Baba Maisa. There really isn't any source, any makar for such an assertion. However, there are sources that do indicate that women shouldn't drink from the wine of Havdalah. Nothing to do with growing beards. The question is when it comes to the night of the Seder, like this year. The first night of the Seder is Motzei Shabbos. And part of Kiddush, part of the bracha that we make on the first cup of the Dalet Kosos, is Yak Nehaz, as the Gemara in today's Daf, Pesachim Daf Kuf Gimel, beginning on yesterday's Daf, Pesachim Daf Kuf Beis, introduces this idea that you mesh together Kiddush and Havdalah. So, are women able to drink from the cup that they recited Havdalah, they said a Kiddush on? So the poskim Esav Shlom Zalman Arbach and others, they all say that it's not a problem. Because in essence, it's a Kiddush cup. Now, it happens to be you said Havdalah on this cup, but the cup of wine that she's drinking is that of Kiddush, and therefore there's no problem, don't worry. Women, in fact, they're obligated to drink the Dalet Kosos. They're obligated to drink the first kos, and they're able to, even if Havdalah and Kiddush was recited on that cup of wine. But there's another point over here. There are many people that have the practice that every member of the household recites Kiddush the night of the Seder. Although every Friday night, it could be that just one person recites Kiddush and is motzi everyone else. When it comes to the night of the Seder, everyone, every member of the household recites Kiddush for themselves. Therefore, when it comes to such a situation where there's Yak Nehaz, the question could be raised, perhaps the woman shouldn't recite Kiddush and Havdalah because the minig is, and it's not a minig, there's a halachic basis that women shouldn't recite Havdalah. Could be create a problem of a hefsik. There's a question to what extent they're obligated to recite Kiddush, to recite Havdalah, and therefore, on a typical Friday night, on Motzei Shabbos, women avoid saying Havdalah. They should hear from someone else, from a man who is certainly mechuyev. So to the night of the Seder, perhaps they shouldn't recite Kiddush that incorporates within it Havdalah because of this consideration that women shouldn't recite Havdalah. So I saw the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Yeshua Neuvert, in fact, recommends that even if your practice typically is that every member of the household recites Kiddush, in a situation where you're saying Havdalah as well, you shouldn't say the Kiddush, you should be able to say it with someone else. However, Shlomo Zalman Orbach and others say that it's not really an issue. Women are able to, technically at the end of the day, if they're stuck, they're able to recite Havdalah, and therefore if their practice is that they always recite the Kiddush, they could say Havdalah as well. However, adds Reb Shlomo Zalman, that the bracha of Bori Mehora Eish, women shouldn't say. It's based on a Biyar Halacha. The Biyar Halacha is not so certain that women should ever say Bori Mehora Eish if they have to recite Havdalah by themselves. So that, Reb Shlomo Zalman says that in the case where you're able to be Yotzei with someone else, there are other people reciting Yak Nehaz, the other people that are saying Borom Me'ereish, it's preferable for women, even if they do have the practice to make their own Kiddush, and they could be reciting Havdalah by themselves, still the bracha on the fire of Borom Me'ereish, it would be better if they would be Yotze with someone else. And one just small last point, which is interesting, the poskim I saw, many, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, or Shmuel Kamenetsky as well, many of the contemporary poskim, or Shmuel Vosner, they all say that the practice is, the minig is, that you don't look at your fingernails by Yak Nehaz when you make the bracha on Bor Mehoresh, even though on a typical Motzei Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that you're supposed to. When it comes to Yak Nehaz on Yom Tif, the practice is not to look at your fingernails, and honestly, I'm not exactly sure why. And if anyone has any explanation, maybe I just missed it, I didn't see it. If anyone's able to explain that to me, why we have this distinction, I would love to hear that.